Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for the 127th game of the Shuckers season and game two in a road series against the Birmingham Barons. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the star of last night's game who went through six innings on 58 total pitches. It's TJ Shook. TJ, thanks much for joining us.
How are we doing?
How are you doing? 58 pitches in six innings. Are you tired at all?
You know, I thought I would be, but I'm actually not. I feel pretty fresh today. Yeah.
How impressive was that last night for a week when you're making two starts in one series to have such a good start to the week in that first one?
No, it definitely makes it easier. The five-day turnaround's not something we're used to in the minor leagues yet. You kind of get it every month and a half with how the rotation works out. We usually run like a six-man. But it always helps out because you have to throw so many more innings and so many more pitches, so you want to be as fresh as you can for both starts, but you want to be as efficient as you can as also. So I'm glad I could get it done in six innings with only 58 pitches, but I hope they'll be feeling fresh on Sunday.
Well, talking about 58 pitches, part of the reason why is because the offense went out in the seventh inning and had like an hour-long top of the seventh inning. How much fun was it to also see the immense amount of run support you were able to get last night?
It definitely makes it way easier. Having a team that can hit, it takes the pressure off. I mean, keeps you out of those really tight situations. Not that those aren't scary, but it just takes the nerves off, helps you relax a little more, fill up the strike zone. And it's always nice to score more than the other team, obviously. So it keeps it pretty fun.
You're a guy who's moved in and out of the rotation this year, but you've been back in the rotation for about the past month and a bit since having a couple of long relief outings. What's it been like going back into the rotation for another time and really getting a lot of length this time around?
Yeah, no, it's not anything I'm not used to. Last year I was a starter the whole year. This year we were trying something different in the first half. I don't want to say it didn't work out completely, but you know, it just kind of worked out the way it did. Put up some decent numbers, but it's been nice to get back in the rotation, get back into that schedule. We've actually tried to keep the same reliever schedule as a starter, just so it's not as strenuous getting back into it, because by the time you know you build back into a starter routine, it's almost the end of the year. So it's been kind of the same approach. Fill up the strike zone, get as many outs as you can and the quickest you can. So that's kind of the mentality there. So.
Well, and that's always a good mentality. It's also got to be fun, too, being in the playoff hunt with this team. In your first full season in AA, to be down at the stretch, how much fun has that been with this clubhouse?
It's been awesome. This team's great. We've got a lot of good guys. We keep it pretty loose, pretty fun. We come out here and enjoy our day every day. I mean, it's fun to watch. I don't know what other teams do, but we keep it pretty loose. And we like to have fun, score some runs, put up some zeros in the bullpen and starting. So we like to win games, obviously.
Well, I don't know how many starting pitchers from the night before will walk around during pitcher stretch with a catcher's glove, but that's something you've been doing this year.
Oh, yeah. I always do that day after. It kind of keeps it loose. I like to bring it out when I can. I throw with my buddy Max Lazar. He enjoys it, too, because I kind of stick it for him. Make it sound better, sound like he's throwing harder. But, yeah, I've always done that. I've done that the past, like, two or three years, and it's been something fun that I do. I just kind of keep the routine, so it's nice.
Something new that's popped up this past offseason for minor league players, you guys are now part of the union with Major League Baseball's Players Association, and you have taken on the role of being one of the 30 minor league player reps. What has that looked like for you over the last 12 months?
No, it's been fun. It originally started with a group called Advocates for Minor Leaguers, and then within the past year, the MLBPA took us under their wing. And so they basically represent all of the minor league players now, which gives us support because they have a lot of assets and they can help us out in ways that we can't even imagine. It's been nice being a team rep because, you know, I'm basically just the middleman, kind of the communicator, making sure everybody knows what we have access to, what's going on. Try to keep the guys informed because we do have a lot available. But it's been fun. I mean, you have to get voted as a team rep. I don't want to say it was a hard thing to do because I was kind of the only one interested in it. But we are also allowed to have alternate reps. So if anyone here in the Brewers org wants to be an alternate rep, hit me up and I'll hook you up. But no, it's been fun. It's been nice.
What was the part that got you interested in wanting to be a team rep?
I don't know. I just kind of found my way into it. It's kind of a leadership role, something I've always wanted to get into. Lead by example is kind of what I have on my gloves. I try to be the best example I can, but I just wanted to know. I think it just came from a deep desire to know, like, what's going on in, you know, my job, my career. So, like, just kind of fell into it and then started learning more and then just kind of fell into the role. So it's been fun. I've been learning a lot. Got to talk to some really cool people. Dave Winfield, Hall of Famer for the Pirates. We met in Arizona over the offseason, so I got to talk to him for about 45 minutes. A couple other guys, Chris Capuano, I think. He's all-time pitcher. I don't know his records or all that, but you get to meet some cool guys, and it's been fun. So.
Well, and how cool has that portion of it been, being able to meet the people who are in these leadership roles at the major league level, but who have had big, long, successful major league careers?
It's nice. You get their input for a lot of things. Not even just baseball. It's off the field stuff too. When it comes to, you know, investments, stuff to set you up for the rest of your life. They've been through it. They know how it's like. They know the money you make, what not to do, what to do with it, not to spend it all, obviously, but how to be smart with it. So it's nice picking their brains, see what they did, and how they set themselves up, so they can pass on that knowledge and carry out that tradition, I guess, through the brotherhood.
Well, TJ, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
This has been an A's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.